Thank you for checking out Cozy One Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is episode 15. Why do the kids drink? If you have not spoken to your child about alcohol, drinking, and the exposure of it, please stop this episode. Dismiss your child or play this at a later time. Are you still here? Okay, great. Maybe this is how you want to have them learn about it. So, because I'm doing a tween teen season, I had to address alcohol. I had to address underage drinking because this is a common thing for the United States, which is where I live. Just so we are clear, no child should be drinking. 21 years of age is who gets to drink and older. Since I'm here to answer why do the kids explore drinking early? Let's just get into it. Welcome to Cozy Room Podcast. All right. So, a lot of teens have no idea why they drink. I just always thought kids who did just wanted to fit in. This new urge to feel different, look older, numb your thoughts, because you just don't want to deal with it, was never something I explored too early. I just never cared. 25% of 14 to 15 year olds already had their first drink. A lot of parents don't know that. Most teenagers are learning how to balance emotions, low self-esteem, peer pressure from their parents, peer pressure from the kids they go to school with, and even peer pressure from their friends. A lot of these teenagers are depressed, and they do not know who they are, so they will try anything to see if that makes them cooler or more accepted. And that right there is a scary fact for a lot of parents. High school kids drive intoxicated 2.4 million times per year. Let me repeat that. High school kids drive intoxicated 2.4 million times per year in the United States. So there's something going on where these kids can access alcohol even though they're underage. There is something going on where people are willing to be paid to go into a alcoholic beverage store to purchase alcohol for teenagers. And it's happening over and over again. And when you are under the influence of
all you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Alcohol, you do not understand your boundaries. You think you can do what you could normally do sober, and that is so far from the facts. Speaking of facts, let's talk some drinking facts. 40% of fatal car crashes are due to drinking. Brain damage, death, disfigurement, and paralysis come from a lot of drunk driving accidents, whether you were the driver or whether a driver sped into multiple people, okay? Age 16 to 20 is the riskiest age to drive and worse if drunk. And that's usually the age that parents give teenagers their first car where they get to drive without a parent in the car. So just be mindful of that. 25% of teen crashes are usually underage drunk drivers. So be mindful of that. When I started driving, I was in my late 20s. Why? Because I never cared to be driving to school or to be out at night when my friend's driving. It was just something in my mind that just felt like I'll be rich enough to have a driver. I don't have to drive. But in reality, I had kids and I was like, I have to drive. So there's that. This is something to think about. Children who drink too young can get seizures, fall into a coma, and sometimes die because their body cannot handle that much alcohol intake. So be careful even with things in your home that might have alcohol in it. Do not let it be accessible to babies, young teens, or just young children in general. If you have a wine bar set up in your living room, make sure it has a lock on it. If you're used to having alcohol out in your office, make sure your office stays locked. Like kids, when they're in a home and they know where things are, out of boredom, they try to access things and they think it's not that serious until it's serious. Even the mouthwash. If you have mouthwash and it has a certain percentage of alcohol in it, be mindful of kids who might intake that and swallow it, because it can poison them, or it can hurt their stomach, or it can lead to something else that's more serious, okay? Now, most parents do not know the signs of alcohol poisoning, unfortunately. How? I do not know. But there are signs that your child is experiencing alcohol poisoning, and it's not because they're tired. It's not because they're always quiet. You need to watch how your child is acting when they come through your door. You need to watch how your child is acting when you're in their room talking to them. You need to pay attention to their eyes. You need to pay attention to their coordination. You need to pay attention to what they smell like, okay? It's still your home. It's their home too. But there's a respect level that must be had when you're in your parents' home. Now, the signs are confusion, vomiting, issues breathing, a slow heartbeat, clammy skin, no gag reflex, low body temperature, slurring of the words. So be mindful of that, okay? You do not need to drink to fit in. Make sure your child knows that. Stop pushing boundaries. You have 90 plus years to be an adult. You only have about 20 years to be in the mind state of a child, okay? And I say that because some 23-year-olds and younger are the most immature people you'll meet, okay? Not everybody matures when they need to. And self-medicating with alcohol is not it. Dealing with alcoholism when you should be focusing on school, friends, your night job, extracurricular activities, parties, games at school, prom. Why would you want to spend your time going to rehab when you should be a kid? Like, be a kid. Be a kid. If your kid is skipping school or their grades drastically drop, it might be alcohol, it might be some other substance, but you need to look into it. If your child always smells like alcohol and they say it's not them, it's their friends, maybe they need some new friends, or maybe you need to talk to the parents of who these friends are. If your child is all of a sudden withdrawn and they used to be very outgoing and talk to you more and now they don't, their door is always closed, their room is always dark, like something is going on with your kid. Your kid just doesn't do that out the blue. So when it comes to alcohol, sometimes I don't even know why adults need alcohol. Because even as an adult, I do not have a drink. I cannot tell you what my favorite drink is. There's not a bottle of wine that I love. I like drinking alcohol that does not taste like alcohol. I don't like that alcohol taste in my mouth. Never did. Most of the time when people want to do like a toast at like parties and stuff and they pour me like a shot of liquor, I leave that liquor on the table. Like, I don't want it. It doesn't taste good to me. But that's just me though. But the reality is most adults drink. Most teenagers drink before they're supposed to. And a lot of preteens been drinking. Okay. I remember as a little girl when my dad would send me in the kitchen to go get him a beer. I would get him a beer out the fridge, crack it open, bring it to him open. And when I'm bringing it to him open, I would take some sips. You know, growing up, my mom would make a carrot juice for like holiday drinks. She would put alcohol in it. I would drink some. Sorrel, which is a Jamaican drink that we make from fruit that grows on a tree, a plant, right? And when you're mixing it, you do mix it with rum. I would drink it sometimes prior to me being an adult. But culturally, that was just a thing. But it never made me want to consume alcohol. So you really need to look into the why that your child wants to consume alcohol. But that's really about it that I wanted to talk about with that episode. I do not have alcoholics in my immediate family. I do not have brothers that always feel like they have to drink. I can remember two times that I've been drunk, and it has always been in the safety of a home that I was comfortable in, and I was safe. I wasn't like in public drunk. I wasn't staggering all over the place. I wasn't halfway dressed. I wasn't with strangers. I've never had a hangover, knock on wood. But from what I heard, it's ugly. You know what I'm saying? And so I don't know. I hope my daughters are like me when it comes to alcohol. Cross my fingers, cross my toes, cross my legs. Okay? But anywho, yeah, that was the episode today. I hope I gave some parents something to think about. Be mindful of what you have in your home, how accessible it is. And do you have a child that has self-control, or do you have a child that will try to show off in front of their friends and let them taste alcohol? And if you have vodka in your house, you might want to open that thing up and see if it's still vodka or is it water. If you got teenagers. I'm just saying. Be mindful. Peace. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Room Podcast. I will check you next time.